From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia, Brunei, and Malaysia call for Gaza ceasefire. Indonesia to raise issues of multilateralism, inclusive recovery, and digital transformation in MICTA speakers' consultation. Now the news in detail. The leaders of Indonesia, Brunei Darussalam, and Malaysia have issued a joint statement calling for an immediate, durable, and sustained humanitarian truce to end hostilities in Palestine's Gaza Strip. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry published the joint statement on the occasion of the 30th APEC Economic Leaders Meeting in San Francisco, the United States, on its website on Saturday. Indonesia, Brunei Darussalam, and Malaysia also pushed for immediate, continuous, and uninterrupted provision of essential goods and services needed by civilians in the besieged Gaza Strip. The three countries expressed their belief that fair and lasting solutions to the conflict between Palestine and Israel can only be achieved through peaceful means which are consistent with international law and the United Nations resolutions. The Indonesian House of Representatives will raise the three issues of multilateralism, inclusive recovery, and digital transformation at the 9th MICTA or Mexico, Indonesia, South Korea, Turkey, and Australia Speakers Consultation Meeting in Jakarta on Monday, November the 20th. Indonesian House Speaker Puan Maharani remarked on Saturday, the 9th MICTA Speakers Consultation Meeting in Jakarta will bring together speakers of parliament from the five countries. She explained that the meetings will be divided into three sessions. The first will discuss global governance and how parliaments act, while the second session will deepen the commitment of countries to climate change. Finally, in the third session, Maharani will lead a discussion that highlights the role of the younger generation. Indonesia's new capital city, Nusantara Authority, and Stanford University's Dur School of Sustainability agreed to cooperate in developing a center for research on sustainability in the city. Both parties will conduct research on various matters, including water management, sustainable urban development, and robotics. The authority's head, Bambang Susantono, noted in a statement received in Jakarta on Saturday that the cooperation agreement was reached through the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding at Stanford University, the United States. According to Susantono, this reflected the commitment of Stanford University and its alumni to developing a world-class research center in Indonesia's future capital city. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday the Palestinian Authority should ultimately govern the Gaza Strip and the West Bank following the Israeli-Hamas war. Biden said in an opinion article in the Washington Post, he used the op-ed to try to answer the question of what the United States wants for Gaza once the conflict is over. The Palestinian Authority used to run both the West Bank and Gaza, but was ousted from the latter in 2007 after a brief civil war with Hamas. Biden also said the United States is prepared to issue visa bans against extremists attacking civilians in the West Bank. Violence by Israeli settlers against Palestinians living in the Israeli-occupied West Bank has increased since the October 7 Hamas attack on Israel. A humanitarian assessment team visited Al-Shifa Hospital in northern Gaza, saw signs of shelling and gunfire in what was described as a death zone on Saturday, November the 19th. The WHO-led team, which included public health experts, logistic officers, and security staff from various UN departments, was able to spend only an hour inside the hospital on Saturday due to security concerns. The team described the hospital as a dead zone and said the situation was desperate, with the hospital basically not functioning as a medical facility due to scarcity of clean water, fuel, medicine, and other essentials. The Israeli military did not immediately comment on the WHO statement or the visit. 41 Thai nationals trapped in northern Myanmar amid a surge in fighting between junta troops and armed ethnic minority groups near the Chinese border returned to Thailand on Saturday. The Thai army said tens of thousands of people have been displaced across Myanmar as the military government, which seized power in 2021 coup, battles a coordinated offensive by an alliance of three ethnic minority groups and pro-democracy fighters. The 41 Thais returned from Shan State at the Tachilek Mesai border crossing through coordination between Thai authorities and the Myanmar army. Thai authorities are working to repatriate at least 264 Thais trapped near local city. The U.S. transition to electric cars has hit a speed bump with concerns about vehicle range and limited charging capacity, adding to core affordability issues. Automakers in recent weeks have pushed back EV sales targets or electric vehicle sales target and delayed capital projects as they seek to reduce inventories of unsold EVs at dealership. The slowdown in EV sales is much more pronounced than it is for other categories of vehicles and that isn't related to the economy. Neil Saunders, Managing Director of Global Data, said American consumers are accustomed to often lengthy road trips for holidays or to visit friends and relatives owing to the country's large size and limited public transit options. But so far, the network of EV charging stations remains dodgy, with many areas either lacking infrastructure or equipped with unreliable machines. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on visiting Saudi Arabia and the United States. President Joko Widodo pushes for peace in Palestine. President Joko Widodo attended the Extraordinary High-Level Conference or Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation OIC in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia on Saturday, November the 11th. The summit was held to respond to developments in the situation in Palestine. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo said that the OIC must be at the forefront in resolving the crisis in Gaza, Palestine. The president emphasized that the OIC must be able to produce concrete things so that Israeli atrocities in Gaza can be stopped immediately. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo encouraged the creation of a ceasefire, accelerated delivery of humanitarian aid, and called on the OIC to use all fronts to hold Israel accountable for the humanitarian atrocities that had been committed. The Indonesian president also emphasized that the OIC must be able to urge peace negotiations to restart immediately in order to realize a two-state solution and reject the idea of a one-state solution. Apart from attending the summit, President Joko Widodo also met a number of heads of state, starting from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Jordanian King Abdullah II bin al-Hussein, and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The meetings with Arab leaders was intended to strengthen commitment to support the creation of peace in Palestine. The OIC Extraordinary Summit produced an OIC Extraordinary Summit Resolution which contained 31 points, including demanding an end to Israeli aggression against the Palestinian people. The summit also resulted in a decision in the form of a call for all countries to stop exporting weapons and ammunition to the Israeli authorities because they were used to kill Palestinians and destroy homes, hospitals, schools, and other public facilities. After attending the OIC Extraordinary Summit, President Joko Widodo left for the United States to meet President Joe Biden. Apart from discussing bilateral cooperation between the two countries, President Joko Widodo also conveyed the results of the extraordinary OIC summit to President Biden. On the official White House website, it is stated that during the meeting between President Joe Biden and President Joko Widodo, its head of state expressed their national position in response to the issue and agreed that they must work together, including with other regional partners, to achieve durable peace through a two-state solution. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll begin today in history with November the 19th, 1917, the birth date of Indira Gandhi. Indira Priyadarshini Gandhi was an Indian politician and a major figure in the Indian National Congress. She is India's first female prime minister. She served from January the 19th, 1966 to March the 24th, 1977, then continued from January the 14th, 1980 until her assassination on October the 31st, 1984. Indira Gandhi was the second longest serving prime minister after his father, Jawaharlal Nehru, who was also prime minister. Gandhi was a tumultuous and very controversial woman as the leader of a country's politics and political parties. Turning to November 19, 1977, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat visits Israel. Egyptian President Mohammed Anwar al-Sadat became the first leader of an Arab country to visit Israel officially. Anwar Sadat came there to meet Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and spoke before the Israeli Parliament Knesset in Jerusalem to seek a permanent peace settlement. Before starting negotiations, President Sadat said he came to build peace together based on justice to avoid shedding a single drop of blood from Arabs or Israelis. President Sadat further stated that when the peace bells ring, there will be no hands beating the drums of war. This visit was also the forerunner to the realization of the Camp David peace agreement between Egypt and Israel in 1978. And today in history with November 19, 2004, the SpongeBob SquarePants movie released in the United States. The SpongeBob SquarePants movie is an animated film based on Nickelodeon's hit TV show SpongeBob SquarePants. The film was very successful, earning $140 million and receiving positive reviews from critics. A sequel was announced in 2012 and premiered on February the 13th, 2015. That was Today in History.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to a letter from Gunther Rommelrath in Viersen, Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German on June 15, 2023 at 6 to 6:58 p.m. on frequency 4750 kHz with SINPO 24222. In his letter, he said the broadcast was very fluctuating and noisy. Hello sir, thank you so much for your reception report. For your complaint, I will report to the technical division, and my colleague from the German section will reply to your letter. Just please be patient. Well, as appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here's the song.
Sepertinya ku telah jatuh hati kepadamu. Oh,
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia still has a big chance of winning an Olympic ticket for rock climbing. Indonesian rock climbing coach Hendra Basir believes that the athletes under his care will have a big chance of securing at least 2 tickets to the 2024 Paris Olympics. According to him, he is optimistic that Indonesia will still be able to qualify for 1 male and 1 female numbers in the speed category. The sense of optimism is based on the athletes' achievements at international and regional levels. For male number, there are Frederick Leonardo, Kiromal Katibin, and Aspar Jailolo, while for the female number, there is Rajiah Salsabila. The opportunity to win tickets to the Olympics for Indonesian athletes can still be obtained in the 2 series of tournaments that will be contested next year, namely in Huangpu Riverside, Shanghai, China, which will take place from May the 16th until 19th, 2024. Next is the tournament in Ludovica, Budapest, Hungary, on June the 23rd, 2024, will also mark the end of qualifications period for world rock climbing athletes heading to Paris. According to Basir, in the 2 championships, Indonesia succeeded in qualifying 5 male and female athletes, so that the potential for qualifying to win the tickets to Paris is quite large. So far, Indonesia has confirmed 2 rock climbing athletes who will compete on the biggest sporting stage in the world next year. Rahmat Adimulyono has just won a ticket to Paris after winning the final in the men's speed category at the 2023 IFSC Asian qualifier. Previously, Indonesian female rock climbing athletes Desak Made Rita Kusumadewi won gold at the World Rock Climbing Championship and the 2023 Hangzhou Asian Games. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, now we will reply to an email from Rabi Sankar Bosu in India. In his email, he said that India was celebrating Kali Puja, or Mother Goddess Kali Worship, and Diwali Festival, which is the Hindu Festival of Light, in West Bengal on November 12, 2023. He also wished all the staff of Voice of Indonesia a very happy Diwali. He hopes this festival brings us closer. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your information. I wish you a very happy Diwali. Hopefully, we are getting closer. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia regularly and send your reception report. Well, Mr. Rabi Sankar Bosu, let's enjoy this special song for you. Check this one out.
Say you love me, and you say that you need me. You say you miss me, like I'm the only one.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you for still joining the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll give information about Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Pasir Uuk in Nusa Penida, Bali. When hearing the word Bali, the tourist attractions that come to mind mostly are Kuta Beach, Sanur, Canggu, and other popular destinations. In fact, Bali, which is nicknamed the Island of Gods, has many amazing tourist attractions. For those of you who want to vacation in Bali and enjoy anti-mainstream beauty, you can travel to Pasir Uuk, which among foreign tourists is known as Broken Beach. Pasir Uuk is located in Banjar Sumpang, Bunga Mekar, Nusa Penida, Bali. Beautiful and unique is the most appropriate title for Pasir Uuk, Nusa Penida. Broken Beach, or better known as Pasir Uuk by local residents, is a 200-meter-high coral cliff that juts out into the ocean. This cliff has been exposed to abrasion from seawater for centuries, so a giant cave-like hole was formed in the middle naturally. The whole place looks like a circular bay with arches facing the sea. The water comes from the open sea and enters through holes or tunnels in the cliffs. The seawater trapped in the middle of these cliffs looks clear and bluish. The waves are also calm. You can clearly see marine life, especially manta fish and turtles. Another unique thing about Pasir Uuk is not only its shape, which looks like a giant pool or well, but also the surrounding atmosphere, which is a stretch of cool green grass. In Pasir Uuk, tourists can take wonderful pictures, whether selfies or few photos. Apart from the hollow cliffs, which look like bridges, which can also be used as objects, the brownish color gradation of the cliffs combined with the blue seawater are guaranteed to produce Instagrammable scenic photos. If you are lucky, you can see dolphins and stingrays from the top of the cliffs, because from this height you can clearly see dolphins jumping. For those of you who have an adventure spirit, you can try trekking the circular cliff by going around it. Tourist favorite activity when visiting Pasir Uuk is enjoying the sunrise and sunset. Its high geographical position means you can clearly see its beauty. Many tourists deliberately camp to be able to see and feel the warmth of the rising sun. Apart from that, a holiday to Pasir Uuk won't be memorable if you don't enjoy typical food and drinks such as coconut ice. Even if you are used to drinking coconut ice at Pasir Uuk is guaranteed to create unforgettable memories. That's it for this edition of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I will read an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. Hello sir, how are you? Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir sent us recording audio of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. It was quite clear. Thank you for monitoring our broadcast. so I'm waiting for your next reception report. Well, listener, wherever you are, before I sign out, listener's mailbag, I will play a beautiful song for you. Enjoy! VOI listener, coming up next, we have two programs in a row called Miscellany and Music Corner. Enjoy!
Michelini Today is on Art Jakarta 2023. Art lovers in Jakarta were lucky to have the opportunity to enjoy the Art Jakarta 2023 in North Jakarta. This exhibition displayed hundreds of works from 68 well-known art galleries that had been curated. The Art Jakarta event was held from November the 17th until 19th at G Expo Kemayoran, North Jakarta. Of the 68 art galleries, 40 come from Indonesia, while the other 28 from various other countries, including Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, Japan, Australia, South Korea, and Singapore. Art Jakarta director Tom Tandio said, "With the new location, it is hoped that this event can make the art ecosystem even more vibrant." He hoped that Art Jakarta 2023 could take the art ecosystem to a different level. Art Jakarta provides a platform for experts, observers, artists, collectors, and curators to chat and share experiences and knowledge with visitors. Art Jakarta is one of the leading art exhibitions in Indonesia with a clear focus on Southeast Asia. Not only does it display superior works of art from artists, Art Jakarta is also used as a dynamic international forum for all stakeholders in the art ecosystem, from artists, collectors, to investors. The main presentation of Art Jakarta 2023 is Spot. There were 9 installation works of art that had been selected. There was work by Jose Santos from the Philippines and by artist Nipan Orani Vesna from Thailand. These 2 works were displayed in Indonesia for the first time. That was Michelini.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Andaikan malam tiada pernah kan berakhir, setiap ku bersamamu mungkin tak berujung. Betapa rindu ini tak pernah mati, kekasih hatiku hanyalah engkau. Saat bulan manismu memanggil namaku, hatiku pun bergetar bagai terserang rindu. Betapa aku menyanjungi dirimu, buta mata hati untuk yang lain. Memati gitar menyanyi syair yang tulus, bersembah lelapku, pujaanku. Burung berkicau tanda setia pada pagi, ku dengan engkau tak bisa dipisahkan lagi. Jantungku kau minta pun kan ku berikan, betapa dalamnya cinta untukmu. Memeti gitar menyanyi syair
persembahan kamu ku nantikan engkau di tidur lalapku pujaanku. Pagi ku dengan engkau tak bisa dipisahkan lagi. Jantungku kau minta pun kan ku berikan. Betapa dalamnya cinta untukmu. Memati gitar menyanyi syair yang pujaanku.
VOA listener, Netflix, a subscription-based streaming service, is presenting a new series entitled Gadis Kretek, or in English, Cigarette Girl. On November 2, 2023, the main characters of which are played by Dian Sastrowardoyo and Aryo Bayu. Recently, this series has been so popular, and this also leads to one of the main original soundtracks entitled Kala Sang Surya Tenggelam also go viral. Previously, this song was popularized by the legendary singer of Indonesia, Krisye, which was released in 1978. Today's Music Corner presents the original soundtrack version of the Gadis Kretek series, the song Kala Sang Surya Tenggelam, or in English means When the Sun Sets. It was now sung by Nadine Amiza, an Indonesian talented young singer born on May 28, 2000 in Bandung, West Java. Based on discussions with music producer Rocky Leonardi and Camila Andini, the song is not drastically changed from the original version. The song itself contains a lilting rhythm with a classic feel and sad lyrics, so it's very suitable as an original soundtrack for Gadis Kretek series. The song lyrics contain many implied meanings which tell the love story of a couple filled with various obstacles. Well, listener, here is the version of Kala Sang Surya Tenggelam by Nadine Amiza.
Senja nan bufra
Voice of Indonesia.
I wanna dance tonight until forever. Let this be the time of our lives. Is unfaithful, grace is my makeup, gold what I'm made of. I'm reaching for the stars so you know where to find me. Pain is my fuel, set me on fire. You shoot me down, but I'm flying higher. They're cruel, they're fool, they're trying to break my soul. They won't, they don't, and I wanna dance tonight until forever.
Single makeup, that's my woman. She all caked up, ready for the world. She always face up. You can dim the light, it shine from within. She on fire, love and kick in. Speaking from the row where she sits in. When she speaks, his story begins.
She's a homemaker, record breaker. What don't break her, they just make her. Watch her play her, say your prayer. She no better, won't for never.
She dance like no one else business. She dance on every man's wish list. She the illest, most deaf the realest. Turn the lights on, we about to witness.
Coming for you, you better ready for this inner force that I too never seen before.
I've seen her rainy days, I got my dancing shoes. I don't know about you, but I wanna.
V
VOA listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Keep listening to our program to shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voinews.id or RRI Digital mobile app. Don't forget to send us feedback through our email voi@voinews.id or through social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram @VOI_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.